Eventually we'd emerge and we'd probably go further up the road, across the road, and we'd go into Bladen's. Now there were three stores, as we all remember. There was Bladen's, there was Thornton Valley's, and there was Hammond's, and each had their own specialities. Bladen's was more or less furniture. Hammond's was all sorts, as it always was. Sadly, it isn't there anymore. It feels as though the heart of Hull went when Hammond's went. But Thornton Valley's was very good because ladies used to buy their hats there, and the Thornton Valley's hat box, I think it's now a collector's item. There was other thing, obviously other things there, because it was a department store. It later became, what's Thornton Valley's now? It's just closed down. I can't remember its name now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But one thing that fascinated me about being in Thornton Valley's was the way they took the money. One day we went in, and under normal circumstances in those days, if ladies didn't pay by cash, they paid by with a cheque. But this place was a bit different because there were all these strange pipes and tubes all around the ceiling, all around the place. And there were funny whistling noises and chains being pulled. And I thought, what on earth is this? It looked like some sort of weird railway in the sky, in the air. What it was, of course, was when you went to buy anything, you paid your money and the assistant issued the invoice, put the money in a little tube, screwed the end of it, pulled a lever, and this thing disappeared up these tubes to a cashier about a few hundred yards away in a corner where the money would be taken out, any change would be issued, and the receipt would be duly stamped, and it would come whistling back. Fascinating,